Hello, I'm Peter Cox, and thanks for joining me for this audio insight into my photograph of View to the Skelligs, Bull Rock, County Cork. This photograph was made on my recent visit to the Bull Rock Lighthouse off the coast of Cork. This would be one of the many rock station lighthouses off the southwest coast. Other ones would include the Fastnet, Inishtiaracht, the Skelligs themselves. And this would be one of the lesser known stations. It's not particularly visible from the land. To get the best view of it from the land, you really have to go to the end of Dersey Island, which is accessible by cable car. But it is one of the larger, physically larger stations, and that means that there's plenty of space to walk around, and it's probably more flexible in terms of photography than many of the others because you have many different viewpoints that you can exploit. This particular viewpoint here is from the old fog station, which is now decommissioned, but it's at the very top of the island. And I'm looking out sort of to the north over the second helipad, or the upper pad. This is the only rock station anywhere, actually, in Ireland that has two helipads, which sort of gives you an idea of its relative roominess. But the upper pad is no longer used, except during the winter months, or indeed for emergencies. Because the gannet colonies that you can see in this photograph on either side are getting closer and closer to the pad. You can see they've put down some sort of wire netting to try to discourage the birds from getting too close to the pad, but it makes it hazardous to land there because obviously a gannet in the rotor blades of the engines is not going to be good for either the gannet or the helicopter, and plus they are of course nesting, so it's going to disturb them if you land right in that area. But you can see actually in the photograph that a couple of enterprising gannets have gotten in and nested underneath the wire mesh, which I suppose gives them some measure of protection from the gulls, who are always prowling overhead looking to pick up an unattended egg or a chick. What I like about this photograph, it's a long exposure. It's about, I think, a 20-second exposure. And I just particularly like the way the composition flows in the image. The first thing you sort of see is the pathway leading up to the pad, and then you kind of take in the gannets, and then your eye wanders across to the right-hand side of the frame, and you see the two Skellig Islands on the horizon at the right of frame. The right-handmost of the islands is the small Skellig, which in itself is a very large gannet colony, and the left-hand island, the bigger one, is the Great Skellig, or Skellig Michael, on which there's a very famous monastery, of course, which is now ruined, but it was in operation for many hundreds of years, and is perched on the top of a 700 foot high peak. The other thing to note about this particular photograph is because, as I said, it was a long exposure, the gannets, while you can't particularly see in the size that it's reproduced on the web, their heads are sort of blurred of many of them because the bodies were staying still during the exposure, but their heads were turning this way and that. But more interestingly, if you look at the right-hand side of the frame near the right-handmost gannet colony, just above the water there, you can see these white streaks. And these are actually not waves. What you're looking at here are gannets as they're flying. And because the winds here were quite strong and were blowing from the north, the gannets were gliding just above their nests and sort of moving not very much while they were flying, so they were registering on the sensor during the long exposure. And so we have these sort of ghostly gannet trails throughout the image, and I find this particularly interesting, and it's particularly effective in a large print. This particular image was made with a medium format digital system, so very, very high resolution, and the sharpness and clarity throughout, particularly in a large print, really have to be sort of seen to be believed. But that's about all that I have to say about it. So I hope you've enjoyed this audio insight, and please look out for more in the future.